Episode 139. God pulled the plug. This is hour one of seven, and this week we talk about what kind of shoes you wear to the New Year's apocalypse. Silky Smooth opened the box, and we have a live on-air fist bump over hummus. You can find us places, snorkcoffee.com, at snorkcoffee on Twitter, 937-55501-1002. I think that is it. Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.
Costello.
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
I haven't heard of any of their shit. I hear they're racist.
Oh, yeah?
I think everybody was racist back then.
Well, that's like, true. Yeah, but it's like 1940s racist, yeah. You know? Right.
Okay, you're on.
I thought you were going to say that Abbott and Costello was some rock band now.
No, probably is. Douchebag, I'm fucking...
Can you do that? Can you be like, yeah, my new rock death metal band is Fibber, Ricky, and Molly?
My new band's name is Aria Steve Wagon.
That I think you can get away with, can't you?
As long as there's a kind of Steve in the band.
I apologize for my coughing. Apparently, I'm going to cough a lot. Hi, fellas.
How's it going, man?
We missed some time.
Did we skip a month? I thought we did.
Yeah.
A whole month.
Lost. Gone forever.
My last recording that I attended was Dayton. Occupy Dayton.
That was a long time ago.
The former Occupy Dayton movement.
Is it over?
Yeah.
Huh. Is the whole movement over?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They won? So. They did it?
Corporate greed is over.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to hear. I'm not kept up on it, so... Because quite frankly, I didn't really care. But
exactly. They shut them all down.
Really?
Yeah.
Except for D.C. D.C. still has a camp.
Really?
Really.
Because it's federal, like, cops. So, being directly, like, it would be like Obama himself being like, get the fuck out of the yard. Like, go. So, that's the one.
We're about to go into romance mode.
That one should be, like, the one that's going on, right? Because that's the real problem, right? Politicians.
You would think.
I don't think that's the only real problem. I certainly think it's a big part of the real problem.
I think it pretty much came down to a bunch of people bitching and no central theme to your protest, which means you aren't going to have a very good protest. When you've got
it,
like,
was a good protest, dude. It may not have been anything else, but I think a lot of people had sex.
Good, not necessarily effective.
A lot of people got high.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people got to feel like that they were like, fuck you. I've been wanting to say that for months. Fuck you. Got that off their chest.
And then they realized 6 months after they've been screaming fuck you that everybody they were screaming at was deaf.
And pepper spray hurts.
Yeah.
And it's getting cold.
Yeah.
I'm going back to mom's house.
Sounds like a pretty good summary of it.
I went back to my regular house, so I think there were some people who weren't going to mom's house.
Not that many, I don't think.
No, but I think part of that's any protest, really. If it's going to be... who's got the time to do that shit?
The homeless.
But they won't. This
no, probably not.
Mobilize
yeah.
the homeless. It is so...
they don't have the energy because they're hungry and
cats.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's hard to move around.
They're a highly motivated group to start
with.
I don't know.
Oh, I think I do.
You don't know them.
I could get a home and a job. Quit drinking. Or...
Maybe they're nihilists.
I don't think they thought it out that far.
Are you actually on, Matt?
I hope not. Seems like I'm low.
Seems like, you're a little bit lower than us, but not that much.
Is that intentional?
Yeah, because...
See if you're something loud.
Candlelight's weird.
Yes, it is. But oh so romantic.
That's what we're going for.
Stop kissing me. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Joel.
Hi.
Damn.
What's that?
Welcome to Store Coffee. We are live in the not so freezing cold. Egghead.com pound carriage house.
Back home in the carriage house.
Yeah, we'll
be back.
Long streak of crazy on location shows. Let's see, what was the beginning of that? Occupy Dayton?
Yeah.
I think the beginning of it really.
Oh, fuck. Well, roof. Yeah, roof. We might .
Oh, really? Did it go roof, occupy?
No, it was roof, your house, the.
Oh, yeah, that was totally.
Bruns.com compound, backyard, fireside chat.
That's right.
Rose LBJ from the dead.
then Occupy. Then Starbucks?
Then Starbucks.
Okay. I'm sorry. Well, Boston
Ohio
Stoker.
Company.
That's what it was.
Oh, no. It was Boston Stoker.
Yeah. Boston Stroker.
It wasn't Starbucks at all?
No. Yeah. No, it was a Boston Stroker. I was confused because the color scheme is similar.
Is it?
Yeah. They got that same, mermaid thing, but it's got legs instead of tail.
Really? So many coffee shops apart.
Yeah.
For the most part, I'm just in a coffee shop.
Oh, there's a Coffee Joe's or whatever the fuck, and then there's a Starbucks, and there's
I think this is a Kid Coffee.
Tim Horton.
Tim Horton sells coffee.
So, me, Silky Smooth, Joel Train, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah.
You said something I had something to say about, but I don't remember what it is now. Jeez.
Just skip to the next episode.
Yeah, it's a good idea. yeah. Good times, fellas.
Did you bring out those cards?
Nope. I don't know what card you're talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
You had cards at one time when we were here. And they were party favor, sit around and get to know your friends. Boop, boop, boop. Cards.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
They made noise and they had...
They made noise?
No, they didn't make noise. Cards are gross.
I could probably find them.
For your cocktail parties.
Yeah.
When you can't come up with your own conversation. Here, we've written down a bunch of conversations.
This party's boring.
I never realized that's exactly what that is.
Yeah. Totally.
Your friend super boring?
The host of the party just run into the kitchen to make a cocktail and here's something to talk about. Sneak a peek at the card.
That would be better. Then you'd be wow, that guy's always got something to say.
He's super drunk, though. this is our Christmas episode, I guess? in our New Year's episode.
Oh, nice.
I forgot. We're a little bit late. We are...
Especially by the time you hear us.
Yeah, coming to you from the future past.
Come out on Christmas. I thought that's how...
It might actually...
Yeah,
it might be our 4th of July episode.
Happy 4th of July.
If the world has ended by now, hi, I guess.
How's the apocalypse going?
Yeah. All right. Sitting on my porch, like 2 minutes till New Year's.
Totally invisible.
Totally invisible. Should we say that with the date we're recording, like it's January 7th, is that right, today?
Mm-hmm.
Of the year of our Lord, 2012.
I can't agree with that last part, but...
Well, it's not 2012?
No, the year of our Lord.
Oh, okay. Sitting on my porch smoking, invisible, on New Year's Eve. 2 minutes till the thing. I turned on TV long enough to see, oh, there's 2 minutes left.
There's CeeLo Green.
Huh?
There's CeeLo Green on my TV.
I don't know what that means.
It's a color.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah. I go outside because I expect gunshots, and boy, were there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How
you
many?
Didn't, like, yeah. Did you? Were you at a party or something on New Year's? Or
I was
not?
Down in Cincinnati, okay. Yeah.
Lots of gunshots.
Damn.
Like, serious gunshots.
Take that, Obama.
Considering apocalypse end times, and I'm sitting on a porch, like sirens are going off, and it's like, all right, this 2012.
It begins.
Homie, yeah, what up? I am wearing slippers, my house shoes, that are as such, moccasin style. Let's say shit goes down. I'm on a porch. I've got tarry sandals on my porch under my chair, normally.
You're somehow locked out of your house?
Yeah, I've got to get a move on, like, quick,
okay.
Basically.
Your house blows up behind you.
Shit goes down.
You start the apocalypse in slippers.
Yeah. Which shoes are better, slippers or sandals?
What if you choose?
It's cold.
Because that's your only option.
You're going to need the slippers.
You got to do what?
I'd say take the slippers.
Okay,
just for
even if you have socks on, then our socks are a problem because if they get wet, and like you got to get on the run.
That's fucking bad.
It is bad fashion sense.
Yeah.
Fashion sense wins over practicality in time. So yeah.
I'd take both. I'd grab the other pair, considering that those
that's
are
good
your
idea.
Only two possessions.
Yeah, because it's going to get hot, and I'll eventually want to wear.
There you go.
And there's hippies around that I got to blend in with.
Maybe you can make like a headband out of the moccasins.
There you go. Okay. Rambo style. I need to keep the sweat out of my eyes.
I think come July, you're going to need to make underwear out of them. You're like, it's time to change your underwear now.
Okay.
It's been 7 months.
Yeah.
You don't think you wouldn't wash your underwear in creeks and stuff?
Not me.
Toxic sewage runoff.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
how you really get it clean.
Then
toxic sewage runoff or no toxic sewage runoff. Like, I'm not running around with, like, shit-stained underpants.
Yeah.
Why do you have to start shitting yourself just because the apocalypse occurred?
I just think...
Is that a prerequisite?
I think I might... I can hold it together in terms of, like, pooping a little in my underpants for a solid 3 months, 4 months. Well, like, I can really do pretty good. But, like, 6 months later, I'm going to have shit in my underpants. I'm certain of it. Maybe less time. You know what I mean? It just depends on...
Well, especially if your house just blew up behind you.
Yeah.
You'll probably start out with a...
Just a little bit, yeah.
Drawers.
Straight to the toxic sewage runoff. Yeah, well, got to clean
these
out. You're
going to have radioactive junk.
Start it right. What kind of superpowers you get from that?
At least green semen. At worst. Something like that.
Like shoot holes in through stuff?
I don't know. I like...
With your load?
I don't imagine it goes that well, like where it like you actually get like sort of superpowers, but
yeah.
I think you'd be able to turn the negative into a superpower, which is just that your dick gets like huge and
okay.
like a fucking, you know, 6 foot long, like fucking fire hose dick
okay.
that you're just like constantly whacking people with and like, get away from me. But it'd be a pain to lug around with you when you weren't fighting with it.
People are going to catch on to that though, aren't they?
Everybody will have
like
super fire hose dicks. Just have sword fights in the street.
Like,
you wash your underwear there too.
Mutual destruction style. We've all just got huge cocks.
so stop hitting me with yours.
You know I'm just going to hit you back with mine. It's never gonna end.
Let the smoking begin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, the moccasins are, like, they got a bottom to them. And they're quiet and stealthy, so there's that.
Oh.
Definitely a benefit.
But I'd be willing to bet the Birks are more sturdy. They're going to last longer. But if I wouldn't have thought to just carry the other pair along.
That's amazing to me.
Well, I'm not that smart, so.
Grab everything you can, man.
Especially if your house blew up.
One of these chairs, that's kind of my other option, in an ashtray. It's like, okay, I got these.
The world is your ashtray.
You just sit around smoking and recording podcasts still, even after the end of the world. Hey, what's up? You want to sit down? Like, I'm going to rape you. Give me your gasoline. Just, well, sit down. Why do you want my gasoline?
Let's talk this out.
Where were you when the apocalypse started? What kind of shoes were you wearing?
How big is
tennis shoes,
now?
You lucky fuck.
I suspect Austin survives the apocalypse for 12 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds about right, actually. I find a cliff to fall off of, chasing a bunny, like, oh, lunch.
My apocalypse plan has always been suicide.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not made for the end times, dude. I'm not built for it. I'm a big target, kind of slow.
Why don't you, like, come over to my house and then kill yourself? Because I'm like, food for a
food,
while.
Food, yeah, there you go.
I'm fine with whatever happens to that's the body cool. afterwards.
That's cool.
I'll be a little...
Eat a bunch of salt right before so you're, like, good and preserved.
Preserved.
I'd be a little, like, as I was dying, I'd be like, fuck, Matt and his wife are going to see me naked. Oh, shit. But
yeah, somehow I'm going to avoid that.
Thank God.
I'm going to keep a loincloth on you and not eat your
jelly. It's not the only problem area, surprisingly enough. You are going to have some surprises. Surprise, surprise.
I'd ask, but I kind of want to be surprised. I'll save that for the one after the apocalypse.
Like, no, I'm not going to shake the box and see what's in.
That's one hell of a growth. What do you know?
And tasty.
Ooh, that must have been cancerous. Let's eat around that.
I don't know what I'd do. Like, I just run away, I think, unless I could dig a hole. But, like, I don't know what you do.
I'm revising my estimation to 9 minutes.
Okay. Because I've got a shovel in my hand now.
Well, if your first two thoughts were run away or dig a hole, like, that's...
Yeah. Or my first thought is stow up somewhere and defend.
Well, that's what I mean by the hole, typically.
All I think you need to... Much. If I were not going to kill myself in a end-time scenario, and I was in your situation when the apocalypse came, I'd start meeting my fucking neighbors.
Yeah.
I'd want to be rolling with a crew, like, immediately, right. or at least let everybody know, like, within 3 blocks of here, at least, that, like, hey, what's up? It's me. I'm not an evil
I'll trade
fuck.
You some
like,
security
not,
for
like,
some toilet paper.
Right, right,
See,
right.
But that could go horribly wrong. And be like, yeah, okay, bam, and just shoot you.
Yeah. That's the chance you take.
All right, one less problem. All right.
Yep. Let's wait for I know next. Where an empty house full of stuff is.
Exactly. Yeah. Except for it just blew up, so.
That's true.
Now, I've thought the same thing, like, get to know your neighbors real quick, mm-hmm. you know? I feel like where I'm at, there won't be as much competition, you know? Like, we've all got a little bit of land. If we work together, we can make this happen, you know? But in the city,
I'm
I think everybody's
dude.
Fucked.
Everybody in my neighborhood's so old. They're so old.
They at least have gold stored up in their house somewhere. Like,
maybe,
get
I
into
guess.
Their basement, and, like, I think you're good there.
Of no use, though, because if I'm growing vegetables... Let's say
maybe,
you make it out to the country, and you're like, oh, I've got this pile of gold, and I'm really hungry.
Yeah.
Those tomatoes are going to cost you a
well,
lot
I've got
of
some
gold.
Stuff that flies like, away, so it could use weighed down, I guess.
Yeah.
Trade
exactly.
the gold. It's just paperweight.
Gold is of no use to me. I can't even make a tool out
of it. I do like the
it.
Idea of like the tomato guy coming up and seeing how hungry you are, and it's like, I think I'm just going to wait and then take your gold and my tomatoes. Nah, that's not enough gold for me to sell you my tomatoes. Sorry.
Well, but I think it just comes down to I don't need gold. I need tomatoes. You know?
Yeah.
Speaking of neighbors, the other day I get my neighbor's mail, right? Which happens relatively often. We've got similar, you know, addresses being neighbors and all. And right. apparently he has the same first name as me.
Oh, wow. So nice. Not really. Yeah.
So I get this package, and it's like right before Christmas, and we're getting all kinds of stuff from Amazon and shit, you know, for Christmas. And so I just open it, right?
Oops. Oh, boy.
Yeah, yes. I didn't even really think about it.
Yeah. Because you're getting so many packages, I get it.
Yeah.
You're expecting stuff, so.
Open it up, and it's all these pill bottles.
Kick ass.
Fuck, I know this is mine, you know? What did Kelly order? And then I look at the tag and like, oh, sure enough, that's my neighbor's name. I'm like, all right. And then so I start looking at the pills. Like, well, I wonder what the fuck he's taking, you know? What the hell? Well, it's even worse. So then I look it up on the internet.
Hi, when you're listening to this.
Yeah, and I don't know how illegal that is. Like, it's accidental to open.
We're behind enough really that not. Statute of limitations will be our own, I think.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, so pretty much I discovered that my neighbor has pancreatic cancer.
Nice.
Would be my guess. Huh. Nice. Judging from the medication.
You actually went and did research on him?
Yeah, totally. Nice.
Well, like, he was taking a medication for, like, cancer or specifically pancreatic cancer? Or there was just so many pain pills that you thought it must be one of the most painful cancers?
I don't know if it's pain pills. We wouldn't be talking about this.
Oh, okay. Like, oh, no, I didn't see any package.
Yeah. It's just the pills to make your pancreas work is pretty much what it came down to. Okay. It's like take three of these before every snack you have and every meal you have, and it'll kick your pancreas into action. So weird. I can only assume it's pancreatic cancer. Mm. Or
just a lazy pancreas.
Yeah.
Did you go over to him with the pills? Like, no. Sorry about the pancreatic cancer, man.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Man, that sucks. I bet you can't take a normal shit at all.
So somebody in here is pretty sick, huh? Didn't mean to open this. Yeah.
No, I did put it in their mailbox with a note saying, sorry, I opened this, and I didn't say anything about the pancreatic cancer my suspected, you know, fears of your pancreatic cancer.
Nice.
Yeah. Though I was tempted to.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I felt all weird. Now I know that, like, my neighbor across the street's probably in his house dying.
Well, we're all in our house dying.
Yeah, that's true.
In the Sylvia Plath sense of the word.
Like that's that psychic lady, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the one who's on
Maury Brown. Maury is that his name?
No.
Maury Povich.
Maury Povich. There you go.
She's like you in the crowd. You know somebody named.
He's the black guy, right?
John. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He does that whoop whoop thing all the time.
Well, no, he's close to him.
Maury. You come out, whoop, 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 whoop.
That's an awesome waveform.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
He started whoop.com?
No, P, whoop.
Oh.
Yeah, whoop, whoop. And then the crowd would go whoop, whoop.
And Salt and Pepper would come out?
Yeah. Yeah, Silky Smooth's got it. Shwoop. Does that. Yes. Shwoop. Shwoopy doop. Yeah, so Sylvia Platt would come out and say, you in the audience know somebody named John or something like that. Is that right?
Yeah. Starts, or even more vague than that, like, male or female starts with a J. Anybody in the crowd, male or female starts with a J, could be, you know, related to you, just a friend. Have you heard of anyone that starts with a J?
He's going to die soon.
He's already dead. He wants you to know he's comfortable. Stay out of the dresser. That was his space. Just throw the whole thing out.
Yeah, if you could put a sheet over it while you're opening it and then throw it out, that'd probably be wise. She's a bitch, dude. Like,
I'm not a fan.
Calling people out, like, I don't want to know that.
And I love the idea of, like, an obvious fraud calling people out. Excuse me? Like, you're a fucking, like, TV psychic. Oh, he's full of shit.
And you're not even Jamaican.
Right.
So, what the fuck?
You're not even half Jamaican. You're super white. Not Jewish or gypsy or anything.
That's true. She didn't wear like those, what, silk scarves or whatever? Is that what they wear? Like the. Well, then she might be a gypsy. I think you can only get those if you're a gypsy.
Bad fashion sense.
Yeah, it could be too.
I can't watch that shit, man.
Fat babies.
Who's. Maury Povich does Fat Babies, right?
Yep.
Then that's not the dude. Montel Williams is the dude who that Sylvia Plath lady comes on.
Okay.
He always has her on.
Smoking
Maury
weed.
Maury Povich's Fat Babies and
Whoop Whoop Whoop.
I was going to say, that's the only thing I've ever seen on Maury Povich is who's my daddy. Or who's the daddy.
That seems so like, how does he sleep at night when like he goes to bed and it's like, I'm exploiting fat babies and sluts. Like.
Know your demographic, I guess.
I guess.
Come on, sluts are used to being exploited.
Yeah. And everybody loves fat babies.
So cute. So much to love.
So much diabetes. Oh, man. Check this out. You want to switch topics or do you have something else?
I'm good. Go for it.
I wanted to talk about this. I went to a religious institution on a Sunday. I'd never been there before. And it was a church on Salem.
On sale?
On Salem.
Oh, all right.
On the west side.
Scary.
Too early to be scary.
Okay.
When I honestly have been, like, spent a fair amount of time in, like, not a fair amount of time, but every time I've been in, like, the ghetto, but in the morning, like, 6 a.m.
Yeah,
fine. Be good. Yeah, it's totally fine.
Everybody, yeah, I mean, like.
Thugs are sleeping.
Yeah. Nobody's sleeping up till. So. It was the Quakers, man.
Really?
I went to a meeting, what do they call it? Friends meeting or meeting of friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I've heard of the Quakers.
They play words with friends, too?
They all sit around and play words with friends silently in a room.
How'd that go?
It was crazy, man.
Was that like a Christmas deal?
I enjoyed it. No, it wasn't a Christmas deal. Christine.
Do they celebrate Christmas?
Yeah, I think they're fine with it. Hopefully they don't make a big deal out of it.
Did they get up and quake?
Nobody quaked.
What are their oats?
Everybody seemed like they had breakfast.
Okay.
But there wasn't any breakfast available?
No.
Powder wigs.
What's that?
Powder wigs.
Lot of fucking old people.
Okay.
Like a lot, like, four or five, like, powder wigs. Like,
yeah.
Fully.
Look like that lady on that circle box thing. Okay. That jetpack circle box.
Lady?
Yeah. The Quaker Oats lady.
Ladies can't ride jetpacks.
It's a guy.
No, but they can make a jetpack.
Oh.
Yeah.
We can do it.
They build it with rivets.
With rivets?
Rivets, yeah.
So, yeah, man, I, like, looked up the Quakers, and I liked the idea of... Because I like the idea of meditating, but I'm not. I never do it, really.
Yeah.
Like, not continually. I like the idea of, like, just sitting.
10 seconds, like... aggravated.
I don't know why people like this.
I'm not making tuna salad again. We had it 2 weeks ago. Christine could make it herself if she wants. So yeah, they have like, you come in, here's the thing. You come into church on sale and they just rent out a room.
It wasn't really a church.
No, it was a full on church, like a big ass church. And they just rent a room from
it.
And you come in. And they're like, hey, what's up? There's only 8 of us in this room, so get ready to shake everybody's hand and say hello. And they're very nice.
Yeah.
Very old.
This is a friend of the family that is into this shit that you're like, you go and hang out with them or something?
No, I went all
the way up.
Really?
Random?
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Really? Like, looking
not
up
at
on
random.
The
I emailed the lady, one of the like ladies whose email address it was on the website. Because they do have a web presence.
Okay.
On egghead.com?
I don't want to ask
how you met
to throw up a link.
No, there's no forums anymore, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
No, they're gone.
Last time I checked, they weren't working.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
All right.
That sucks. No. But not for me, because I was never in the forums.
That's what happens.
So, yeah, man, I looked them up, because like, I've heard of the Quakers before,
because
I watched a Shaker documentary. And they're close. And so they talked about them.
They rhyme, at least, yeah.
They rhyme.
Yeah.
They said that in the documentary. It was a PBS documentary. And they...
Any religions that rhyme with other religions are very similar.
Right. That's how they said it. That was the breakdown. And so, yeah, I just looked them up online, sent the lady an email like, hey, I was thinking about stopping by. I don't know shit about shit or anything like what you guys are up to. Like, is there anything I should know, basically?
Yeah.
Like, I read a little bit online, but is there anything I should know?
Pants? No pants? What do you think?
She did not. I had to guess on that.
Yeah.
She didn't. She left that.
Must have thought you were kidding or something.
So she was like, no, just come by. So I came by and they sang like four songs out of a hymnal.
Really? Like eight people?
Like eight people.
Really?
Eight people.
Okay.
I guess with me, nine, but there's no way there were more than 10 people in the room. It was a small, it was smaller than this room we're in okay. right now. And
a two-carriage house.
Correct.
Okay.
That's a correct approximation.
They only had a carriage and a half carriage house?
They probably had a two-carriage house because they had, like, a little entrance place where they had, like, a little, like, place with books and, like, Quaker posters on the wall and stuff.
Hmm.
And then they had, like, the other room. So it was probably together. So it was probably about half this.
Okay.
And there's just a bunch of chairs around. And so since there were only eight people in the room, I, like, met everybody. And then we sang out of the hymnal, and I had to remember how to read from a hymnal, not a hymnal.
No.
Which is like every, like you read every first line in every paragraph.
Oh, yeah.
Second line in every paragraph.
Yeah, I'm with then, you. Yep. When you're doing different verses.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Sorry. So it took me a minute, like, took me like three of the four songs to like, where?
Singing straight through.
Where do they go again? I lost them.
Singing straight through, and it's really obvious that you're singing straight through because everybody else is right.
Very I'm singing, loudly.
I am like trying to participate, but I'm yeah. like, like I'm just sort of making noises yeah. like
your neighbor
say,
can hear you but nobody else yeah
because I don't want to fuck their rhythm up
yeah
they didn't sound particularly good but so it's just a lady behind a keyboard and so then she gets up from the keyboard and sits down and then we all just sit silently for 1 hour
really
whoa.
not completely silently three people spoke
okay
Nobody said anything that took longer than 3 minutes.
Huh.
And one lady spoke twice.
God. Was any of
and
it...
that was it. And outside of that, it was just silence.
Could God microwave a burrito so hot that he himself cannot eat?
There was something close to that, which was one dude had a like Zen poem about a mountain.
So Confucius that's, I feel like say that's close mountain to high. That. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like how it's like sort of posed... One of those things that's posed as like an unsolvable riddle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what's the sound of one hand masturbating in a forest or something?
Yeah. Timber.
So, yeah, man, like, we just sat there.
Huh.
And then at the end, here's how I got hooked in, because I've been a couple times now.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I've been twice now, and I think as long as I wake up in time, I'm going tomorrow.
Is Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I'm a little uncomfortable.
Hardcore with. Jesus or like normal Jesus?
No, like anti-war Jesus.
Okay.
Which is the other thing I like about it. They're like super like equality in terms of the sexes.
Okay.
They don't have, I like that they don't have like a dude who's like, I'm the pastor. I'll tell you what God says.
Right. There, I've heard that. There's no preacher.
There's no, and that's like, what I loved about it.
Like, you may be in charge next week.
If right. You show if up you tomorrow, feel led from God to say something to the group, then you just say it and then you shut the fuck up again and you're all like, that's the... Supposedly, that's the meaning of this, or that's the idea of the circle, is like you're just waiting on God. You're just listening for the quiet voice, which is in the Bible. It refers to God as a quiet voice somewhere. So.
Sounds like you need to like start passing a joint if you're all sitting in a circle.
They're so old. They're so really? Old. Like,
were they super excited to see a punk kid come in?
Well,
like,
yeah. Huh. So the first time I go, right? Comes to the end of the meeting, right? We all sat, a few people talked, we got the Zen poem, we got some like quarterly friends meetings notes from this one lady, and then a guy that I think was maybe gay was like, I'm really glad I came, and he was from like out of town. So I wasn't the only foreign face to the group.
Huh.
Did he think it was a circle jerk?
Ooh. No. Oh, okay. He just sat there quietly like everybody else. If maybe he doesn't understand what a circle jerk is, he thought this was a circle jerk.
Because being gay isn't as much fun as my friends are telling me.
But he just sort of he carried himself that way. Like he didn't blow anybody while he was in there, but he just, I don't know what it was. But
now you're all, are everybody sitting quiet, like in the quiet.
Right.
Looking at each other, eyes closed, like people sleeping.
Mostly eyes closed.
Mostly so it could have been a circle jerk. For all you
sure,
know.
Sure, I guess. I mean, there weren't many dicks in the room.
Okay. So it's a place to meet ladies.
Old ladies. There were two ladies there that were in their 80s easy.
Wow, okay.
So that's, keep in mind, there's no more than 10. So that's a fifth of the group is 80 or older,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then, like, the next youngest person to me and that dude the other newbie dude in that meeting.
The other gay guy.
Was the other gay guy in the meeting, in the friends meeting, circle jerk, was conservatively, I'm going to say 25 years older than me.
Wow. Yeah,
okay.
And then it just got worse from there. Like, there weren't many 40-year-olds.
I like how you say it's worse.
Well, yeah, it's worse.
Old is to worse from there.
Well, in terms of running a marathon, it's worse. Okay. How about that? Maybe not in terms of thought. Till the very end.
So are they thinking like, ooh, this religion's finally taken off?
Yeah, that's
people showing up.
Yeah, we got what that same fifth. I don't know what 20% growth over the course of a week,
and their congregation is growing by leaps and bounds.
Well, I was the only. I did tell him like I've never been to any Quaker meeting like at all, and he was like, I've got a home Quaker group, so he wasn't technically growth.
Yeah,
but still, that's 10% growth. You can't, you know,
pretty good.
Can't beat that. I guess unless it's 20%. So, but at the end of the first meeting, right, they sat there and they did their meet, like a budget sort of meeting, like where they talked about like money and like projects that they have going on and like, hey, this kid was all like, I coach basketball and you remember that fucked up kid I told you all about, like, well, he's still all fucked up and I don't know how to help him. I want to help and we've done so much already, blah, blah, blah. That was one of the things. And then the Dayton Peace Museum, they're like, should we give them some money? They want to put an elevator in. And the two 80-year-olds were like, yes, I can't do only see the bottom floor of that place. Please put an elevator.
What is the Dayton Peace Museum?
It's just like a...
I've been there. Not that exciting.
Really? Yeah. I can't imagine it is. Do they need an elevator?
Well, I think they could. Okay. There's a lot of stairs.
Then they started because Clinton signed like the like Bosnian peace accords or something in Dayton.
Huh. There's a big display regarding that.
I'm sure there is.
You know, him and Gandhi, I think, pretty much cover about 70% of the museum.
just Clinton, Gandhi. Yeah. Clinton, Gandhi.
Probably
Clinton,
Mother Teresa, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Were they a thing, Gandhi and Mother Teresa? They like hook up?
They hooked up, but I wouldn't say a thing.
Not a thing?
No.
Because he was too busy like... doing stuff.
Well, she was busy too.
Okay. Yeah.
They were like, they would meet in Calcutta and like get their fuck on for a long weekend.
All right,
and then like, see in a few like years, I'm going to go try to save the world. Like, oh, me too. So yeah. So then they have like a business meeting where they discuss all that shit. And I felt a little uncomfortable, right? Cause like, I like the idea that you, as a church or whatever, you would have your books open. But I don't like the idea of, like, day one, you're really going to sit in on this. But, like, I almost felt like I would be rude if I left. So I just sat there and listened to it.
I think that's part of the Quaker thing is, like, it's all out there.
And being super open about it. So
they're kind of like the show.
And they'll, everybody's part of it.
Talk about shit that nobody wants to hear about.
Right.
There's no leader, so.
Same amount of listeners.
Yeah.
About 10 people, including everybody on the show.
And so, you is 10% of the now congregation has just as big of a say in it. You should have been, like, fuck the Peace Museum. Those assholes. I hate them.
I should have been like, I heard they like hate people. I heard it's actually the hate museum. Yeah. Somebody told me. So just think, I'm not going to hold it up, but I do think you should, think about it.
This is what I've heard.
So, but the old ladies liked me, and here I was trying to, I told all about the end meeting just to prove that the old ladies liked me. Like two or three times on my way out, I heard them say like, he was so nice to like, sit quietly through our bullshit at the end of the thing and really? Like hang out.
Huh.
Like that was so. Like one of them said,
"I assume you were wearing a long sleeve shirt."
Heard it twice. So what?
I assume you were wearing a long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's cold. It's just a little room in the bottom of the shirt. So
next time you should go in with a tank top.
I'm gonna lay a good like conservative base and then be like, "What's up, guys? Are we still? We're still cool, right?
I got a feeling you're all right."
I think they'll be fine.
Just show them your abortion tattoo and you're good to go. That's all it takes.
Your pro-abortion tattoo?
Pro-abortion tattoo.
Can you? So, can I buy you a big red circle with a cross through it for that tattoo? Oh, man.
To get tattooed on?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I don't know how well it would hold up.
I don't care. Just it doesn't have to be red after, you know, a couple years.
I guess,
oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, if you had the $120 or $130,
I'd almost do it.
Take up a collection, pass around the plate. Oh, so
hear that, listeners? We can buy a big don't for Joel's abortion tattoo.
Don't keep your fetus. Get rid of it.
What does it say? All lives are sacred or something like that?
Yeah. All life is sacred.
You have we can alter that.
I really have a pro-life.
Damn, see, I don't know
tattoo.
If I
swear to God.
Sometimes I feel like I'm blowing a joke because I do it.
Like
so often.
We need one of can we change the circle with a line through it to the missing word symbol carrot thingy and put not over the top? Same font. Yeah.
That would be cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I'll take either one.
Okay.
My eventual plan for it is to just get like the scroll because it's a baby, it's a little fetus, right?
All right.
And then it's got a scroll that like
right.
like you know like the eagle's
parchment style
classic tattoo scroll, that says all life is sacred. So I was just gonna get the scroll blacked, just fill all that in with black and get it the fuck over with, and it'll just be done.
And then in white, I love babies.
What? Yeah.
Well, I like
now
I don't have a problem with a fetus
babies?
On my arm necessarily. It's the words like it's the preachy bullshit.
Yeah.
Like. You shouldn't, even if you were raped, you should keep your baby. Because Joel's arm says so.
Did you get that for a lady?
No, I got that because I was fully, I went to a Quaker-like group, right? Like, yeah. I was, like, getting into religion. There's a couple of times
pronounced
in my life where, like,
Catholics.
I'll give them a shot. And I ran into a crazy, like, pro-life group.
Yeah.
I've talked about this on the show, right?
I don't think so. Not
really.
Not that I've been... here for
okay.
No, you're kidding.
All right, go ahead.
All right, fine. So one of our I don't know if it was tactics, what would it be, not an event, like one of our actions, that sounds
okay.
good
yeah.
was I think I'm all right to say this, nobody fucking listens, was at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds. How about this? At a undisclosed fairground. Right?
Yeah, it's not getting edited, but...
Somewhere in the...
Hey, listeners, when you hear him say at an unnamed fairground, go back and pretend you didn't hear him say Montgomery County Fairground before that.
Montgomery County
Fairgrounds,
Kenya.
Self-editing. Okay.
Montgomery County Fairgrounds in Kenya.
That's a good place for abortion talk, really. They got lots of babies.
So, they're having Planned Parenthood. Kenyan Planned Parenthood is having a book fair there.
Okay.
They have these pretty regularly. So we went to GFS and got a bunch of corn syrup and got a bunch of red dye and got a bunch.
So classy.
And then, like, went somewhere else and, like, or they had a bunch of, like, doll baby parts. And so we, like, put.
My God.
We, like, bury these doll baby parts in fucking fake blood. Sticky pain in the ass to get off your fucking car.
I was going to say, I think corn syrup was a big mistake.
Yeah. We had red. Food coloring.
Well, no, but I think that's not my problem.
That's what you make fake blood with.
And dye.
Yeah.
So you need to water that shit down.
We had like six, like 5 gallon buckets. Maybe five.
And you threw them at the Planned Parenthood
people? No. The gates were open. So they went in. Like I was the driver. All right. So I did not damage anyone's car directly. I did pick up the corn syrup from GFS and the food coloring. And that was that must have been like a, what the fuck is this weirdo? Because that's all I bought in there. It was like, give me like 3 gallons of corn syrup. And do you sell food coloring in any bigger than?
I need some hooks. Do you guys
I
have
only
big hooks?
Red.
Any doll baby parts on the back? Because I would get those too. And they like threw it all over like on the cars. And,
really?
Like, yeah.
So straight up crazy vandalism.
Yeah.
With it.
Yeah.
That's intense, dude.
And then you ran off and got a tattoo.
It's not that. Well, at some point in that, while I was rolling with that crew, I got that tattoo. I don't remember exactly when. And surprisingly enough, it's not. This is going to try to get a little heartfelt here. So
that's what the candles.
I'm a dude.
Those things are for.
What the candles are for. That's not the thing I regret the most when I was with them. We went to D.C. and like. Yelled at people there and like passed out flyers at the Holocaust Museum. That's not the thing I regret most. I just regret like those girls were having a shitty time and like we made their shitty time even shittier by like, hey, you should do this with your life and your decisions and your situation. Like, even like the non, like, because I rarely talked to them. I normally just, like, walked around outside the abortion clinic and prayed. But even that is, like, That must have, like, stressed them out to see some, like, weirdo, like, pacing back and forth just on the other, on the correct side of the sidewalk, like, legally. Carrying around a fucking, I don't know if I carried around a Bible. Yeah, man, I was crazy. So I gotta be careful with the Quakers.
If you talk enough shit as one of those people to the ladies that are going in for procedures, can you cause them enough stress to miscarry?
Oh, jeez. But then that would be okay.
Yeah, right? No, yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
God, like, pulled then the plug.
Yeah.
Then God pulled the plug. Jesus.
I didn't even get that until, like, you commented on it. I was like, oh, now I see. I just thought pulled the plug like machine.
Oh.
He turned off the light, but you meant like a bath plug.
Oh, no, like actually I didn't.
Plug, and then everything just drains out onto the floor.
That's not what I meant at all.
What did you mean?
Just, like,
butt plug?
No, like pulling the plug on the life machine.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's, okay. Yeah, no, you're the one. That's all you.
I'm a weirdo. I know.
You make me feel like if I started a cult, I need to come, like, to you.
But... Yeah, fully. Like, all right. I won't stick around, but I will follow you
and recruit some folks.
Six, nine months. Yeah, I'll put in, like, 6-9 months worth of legwork and then be like, wake up one day, like, why am I not having any beers?
Oh, in my cult. That's not a problem. Yeah.
Well, then it might be a year and a half, 2 years. Right. You might have a lifer with you.
Well, just let me know when you're getting ready to duck out, and I can, like, move you up to leadership or something.
Well, I think you need to wait another probably, like, 4-year cycle. Because I'm, like, so at the end of that, like, when I was rolling with those guys, then I was like, fuck this. Like, obviously, maybe there's a God, maybe there's not. But obviously, none of these fucks know any fucking thing about him, no matter what they say. And, like, I didn't trust anybody. And then I sort of, like, went, like, atheist, more or less. And then, like, sort of, oh, maybe there's a God. I guess atheism doesn't really make sense. And then, like, so it's just a cycle thing. And I'm ramping into Quaker.
Right.
And so I feel like since that cycle's already started, you're going to want to wait to be there at that fresh, like,
catch him on his way down, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think though, with Quakers, you're in with a good group.
I think
they're reasonable people from what I know.
Oh, so I went back the next time, and that's when they were really excited to see me. Because I think
they have a lot
of one-timers. Like, hey, what's up, weirdos? Like, plus, essentially, think about this. It's a free experience. Like, it's a free life experience to go to, like, a mosque and be like, I'm just going to do whatever you guys do and, like, see what's up. Like, I just, you know, I'm not, like, a mosque is kind of a bad example because of all the tension between whites.
That's what they're there to break that tension, aren't you?
Right. I think so. I'm just saying it might be a little different than Quakers.
And you have to get your own bomb vest, right?
Yeah, you got your straps and sausages to your chest, and I think you make it in all right.
That's the crew that I cannot fall in with on my next, like,
I agree.
Just ramp up.
I don't think that corn syrup and baby parts is too far away from bomb
vest. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I think that's half a step.
You're absolutely right.
And the tattoo.
And the tattoo. You're right about that.
It's like quarter step.
The tattoo and so that together.
It's a Nazi duck step away.
I think Bobby's here.
I doubt it.
Really? I heard a loud-ass voice outside.
True.
When do the Quakers get down?
What do you mean?
What time?
Like 10. 10? I think.
All right.
So,
I might give you a call in the morning. I'd really like to check that out.
Really?
Pretty sweet.
That's cool. Yeah, man. Downtown Dayton, off Salem. Oh, so here's why I came back the second time. A big part of the reason is they gave me at the end, I was like, hey, you guys, what should I read? You guys got this George Fox guy, but he's pretty old, and I looked up some of his stuff. They're like, oh, check out this book, and, like, just handed me a book and, like, a couple pamphlets. So I feel like I have to keep coming back because I got their stuff.
No. It's
still
not
got a book.
To keep,
I returned the pamphlets.
Alone, huh?
It looks like it's, you know, they only had a couple books. I'm not sure I want to take their shit.
Are there Quaker propaganda posters? Are they Quaker Oats posters with the Oats cut off?
Well, Quaker Oats posters with, like, a circle and a cross through it.
The
they
Oats.
Hate that.
Really?
I hate that guy.
Really?
Well, it became the symbol of Quakerism just to fucking sell some oats. You know what I mean? Like,
I assume they get a kickback.
I don't think so.
Really?
Dayton Peace Museum didn't see any of that money.
Is that the way you guys voted on the elevator? Was no dice?
Oh, no. They were down.
Oh, really?
They were all... And nobody... Everybody... Like, I thought it was kind of like a high, like, number. Like, they were asking for a couple grand. And I was like, ooh, fuck. How about we cut them a check for $250, guys? I don't
know. Did they discuss, like, how crowded the Dayton Museum, like, how often that's going to be used?
No.
They were like, willy-nilly, we'll just put an elevator in there.
Well,
two people use it a year.
It seems silly, they, like, read the letter from the Dayton Peace Museum. And
hey, Quakers, we'd like an elevator?
Well, no, I didn't think it, like, addressed the Quakers specifically. I think it was just a form letter that went to most, like, area churches and, like, people that had donated to them before.
So the way life is supposed to work rather than taxes.
I guess, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, they read the letter, and in the letter they were like, we're trying to, like, get this loan paid off, and if we get this loan paid off, then we're going to get this grant to do this thing, but we need to put in the elevator, but we need to get the loan paid off, so we do that, so you want to throw $2,000 at us, like, that would be awesome. Like, that's just, like, the number that they were asking for. I'm sure they would have taken anything. But I heard that $2,000 number and was like,
From 8 people?
$2,000 from now. Yeah. And I literally thought in my head, like, $250 maybe, like.
You should have put that out there.
I probably should have, but the way they voted.
I think that our money could be spent better.
Yeah. I'll take $2,000 every time the Dayton Peace Museum has an issue where an elevator would be useful. I will carry that person upstairs.
Yeah.
There you go. $2,000
For $2,000
Yeah.
So, and they were literally, like, they read the thing, and then they were like, yeah, I guess. That sounds fine.
Wow, I'm sending them a letter next week.
You really should. But then, like.
And really, come on, is the Peace Museum working? There's a lot of war. I'd say it's failed.
Maybe it just needs to get bigger.
Oh, maybe they just need an elevator.
the Peace Museum, like, will slowly take over the Earth and then, like, force it to be peaceful.
Okay, I can see that.
Nice. Under the iron fist of the Peace Museum, peace will reign supreme.
Quaker money.
The next letter.
Backed by the Quakers.
Is a request for money to buy guns for the Peace Museum.
Just to maintain the peace.
These people aren't getting it. We need to show them that peace is the answer.
Okay. I need an example. So, yeah, man. Fucking Quakers.
Huh. It's crazy.
Cool. I like them. They're just so old.
Yeah.
I told them I was going to bring in hummus the next time they had it cooking. But making my own hummus.
Not oats.
Hummus is good. Are you making good hummus?
I think so.
All right.
I don't like the stuff that Christine buys at the store anymore.
Does she get Athenos or Sabra?
Sabra.
Sabra blows.
Athenos is good?
Yeah.
I like their chips. I like their pita chips.
Yeah. Yeah. Try it with some Athenos hummus.
Can I get a fist bump for
drinking? Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you introduce candles into this.
Yeah, okay. Now I understand.
It's all hummus and God.
And fist bumps.
Oh.
Fist bumps. So yeah, man, that was a new thing I did. I'm trying to do, like, new things that don't cost money or just cost a little bit of money.
Oh, yeah.
Just for, like, the experience of...
Crack cocaine.
Well,
It's cheap.
I've smoked cocaine before, so okay. I almost feel like...
You covered that?
Well, like, ballpark. Like, there's other stuff sure. that I haven't, you know.
Okay.
I haven't performed an abortion.
Okay.
So.
That would be quite a 180 from your anti-abortion tattoo. I'm looking for life experiences here, and I have a coat hanger.
I'm looking for the opportunity to undo the negative karma that I feel like I brought upon myself by making those ladies' abortions more comfortable.
Well, then you need to encourage a woman to have put her child up for adoption. Like, that,
that's essentially what they were doing.
Solution. But I don't think they're going about it the right way. Screaming at people.
Well, nobody really screamed. Everybody just made people feel uncomfortable.
Oh, all right.
They would, like, because they were far away, they kind of had to talk loud sometimes. And then there was, like, a Catholic lady who had, like, those crazy pictures of, like, dead baby fetus holding onto a finger.
Yeah.
Like, look how much looks like a person. It's only 30 seconds old. Ugh.
So classy.
So awful, man.
But you can kind of understand their point just because, like, they see that it's pretty a horrible thing to do and that any, you know, way to stop that is justifiable to them.
Yeah, I know. I see their point. I rolled with a crew of them committing felonies in the area, dude.
I think felonies pushing
it. Probably misdemeanor. But I wonder if, like, you count it up. Like, we did more than $5,000 worth of damage. So, like, really? I think at some point, I'm sure we did, dude. They hit a bunch of fucking cars in there.
Just random people cars?
I don't know. I mean,
they know
the cars
they
what they
planned
inside the fucking gates.
Oh, like the entire event was for Planned Parenthood?
Yeah.
So anybody
when
there
was having a book drive in the morning.
Well, okay, I didn't know if it was a
and
book
so
drive.
When they
was
came
part
to their book
of...
drive in the morning, all their cars were fucked.
What happened to the cars? Like what happened?
The news covered them.
Well, apparently corn syrup and food coloring did as well. That's what I'm asking. Like, what did you do? What was done to the cars?
Oh, I don't know. Probably just washed them.
No, like what was originally done? What was the shit used for? The baby parts and the fake blood.
They just like threw it and like dribbled.
Like
it
just dumped it out of the van windows and shit. Like, with their, they leave body parts laying on the cars and shit?
Yeah. Huh.
Well, how shitty is it, though, if you're just like, I just work here.
I'm third shift security, and I wish I was on this side of the fucking Kenyon Montgomery County Fairgrounds when you guys fucked up my car. Why did you guys fuck up my car? Shitty, man. I feel like I've told that story on here before.
I don't think you have.
I don't think
not
you
like
have
that,
either.
No.
I at least
I believe you.
Yeah, no.
I believe you.
Shitty, maybe. Misguided,
I hate my like
certainly.
I look back on that. This is not for you. I don't give a fuck what you guys think. But who knows who could be listening? No one. I look back on that and I really like you, dumb fuck, like you asshole. Like that's one of my that time is one of my biggest regrets. And I spent time in not much time, not like time. But I went to jail. Like
Quaker meditating time.
Quaker meditating. About that much time. And actually, no, it was 3 days. So I haven't gotten up to that much Quaker meditating time yet. I've only been to two meetings of friends.
You didn't go to jail for that, though.
For Quaker meditating?
Well, yet. No, for the pouring fake blood on.
No.
You got away from that.
Yeah.
The jail was different. A different
crime.
Yeah.
Okay. For drug stuff.
Right. Whoa. Almost died.
So if you get drafted, you pretty much have a conscientious objector, like legitimate.
How?
Well,
arrested for?
No, for being part of the Quakers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I sign up, I think I got to sign some paperwork.
Oh, you have to. I'm gonna say. Seems like if you show up, you're there.
I don't think so.
Urine.
Yeah. So old. They're nice. I like them and stuff.
Cool. Oh yeah, we got new equipment. This show may indeed, and I think it will, sound better than ever before.
Woo-hoo.
I meant to have like a comparison ready, but since we're in a carriage house and just computer speakers, probably be hard to hear. But the shit that I've recorded with the new mixer is quiet on the back end. Yeah.
That's sexy.
Yeah.
Incredibly quiet on the back end.
Yeah.
I haven't had any problem with the sound quality whatsoever, and I thought it was...
Keep listening.
Well, I thought it was just because I listened through my computer speakers. I couldn't really tell, but now that I'm listening through headphones, I still have no problem.
Yeah.
No, even it's... the Occupy Dayton one
really
was not bad at all.
The problem I have is just the crazy hiss in the background. And right now we might have a crazy hiss from the
heater.
Carriage house. Heating supply. Whatever the fuck, man. Never mind. We shouldn't have done a show tonight because I haven't been able to talk for the past 3-4 days.
Why haven't you been able to talk?
Just I never say what I'm looking to say for whatever reason. Yes, there might be the hiss of the heater. It's really nothing, but it just gets my nerves. I don't know. When it's noticeable for me when the intro fades out and there's just us talking or just us quiet time.
That transition.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Hardcore tea, because you've left the tea bags in for a long fucking time.
Yeah, man.
Until you're a coffee drinker, because you're like, I need this shit strong. Which is the way I do tea when I've done tea. Like, yeah, leave that bag in, unless it's green tea, and then it gets stupidly bitter. It's
good
probably
idea,
been steeped.
I have coffee inside as well, if you're interested.
I'm on a tea kick, man. I've been drinking a lot of tea.
Nice. You snorted any yet?
Still, I was thinking about maybe tonight, but I didn't bring any dry tea bags.
Wet tea wouldn't be. It just clogged you up immediately.
Oh.
I didn't want to breathe anyway.
Do you guys want to say goodbye?
Oh, man, that Quaker shit took up the whole time. Bye.
Thanks for listening. You could find us snortcoffee.com at snortcoffee on Twitter. Joel is very close to teabagging Matt right now.
It's like the incense in like Catholic
church.
Yeah,
it is. Nice. That shit stinks like hell, dude.
Have you been there?
I've been there, yeah.
When the incense?
Yeah, when my grandma died for her whatever in the church.
They incensed it up.
They incensed it up, and I was like, if heaven smells like this, I don't want to be there, man.
I'm out.
I'll pass. The shit is fucking bad.
I don't think it's that bad. I don't know. I've been to it enough, I think, that I've
couldn't handle it, man.
But it is weird. It's pretty strong.
Yeah. Seriously, heaven would stink.
That would hurt, too.
I went to a Palm Sunday service once where the priest flung water on everybody.
It's pretty sweet.
That was weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they got some of that, too.
I've only done that once. That was kind of weird.
Yeah. New phone number. A little way of being an asshole. I think I broke the easy phone number.
Huh?
So we got a new phone number.
Being an asshole, break the easy phone number?
Yeah. The little way to be an asshole is change the phone number every 3-4 months. But keep on saying it for the past however 6 months of shows. But so what's being right. said on the show is going to be completely wrong. Still 551-937-551. 1002. So still pretty easy. It's only three numbers to remember. Kind of.
And the order they come in.
Kind of.
It's only two numbers different.
Yeah, I was flipping through, and there was a 684-1040, something like that. But then I kept on going through and went back to find it and couldn't find it. So,
I think 551-1002
is pretty
is a good idea.
Easy. Yeah.
1002. You can do that, people.
1002. 937-551-1002, I think. I think that's right. I should probably check that to make sure.
Eh.
Double a little way, but an asshole. Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Oh, no. It's 501-1002.
Oh, nice.
Okay. 937-501-1002. 501-1002.
You're not going to call anyway.
No. No, you're really not. Yeah. Bye bye.
See you, people.
Snort Podcast. That's my sign off. No? Is that not my sign off?
It is now.
Snort Podcast. We just did.
It's so confusing. Oh, we forgot to do it's better than, better than snorting.
Cocaine.
Nope.
We've used that
nope.
one, or it's not better.
It's not better.
Decidedly not better.
Okay. Not better. Mm-hmm. Snorting cocaine is way better.
Yeah, just
if you're of legal age.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How old do you have to be?
Yeah.
They should like at 85. Like everything's
fuck.
On.
Go for it, dude.
We don't give a fuck anymore.
Yep. You made it.
Please stop. Please stop using your Medicaid.
Yes.
And just overdose on heroin.
Yeah, try heroin instead. It'll cure what ails you. Which is fucked up because it was sold as a medication not that long ago.
The best medication.
Still sold as a medication.
Is it?
Heroin?
You get morphine, you get Oxycontin.
Oh,
it's pretty much the same fucking thing.
Oh, you're right. It's all opiates, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
It's just a super strong dose of opiates.
Like stronger than heroin?
I mean, depends on the heroin, depends on the dose, depends on the Oxycontin.
Oh, really?
I think so. I'm sure you can get some, like, crazy dope heroin that you have to eat 10 fucking crazy Oxycontins to equal, but I'm sure that, like, in some crazy lab somewhere, they have, like, no, nobody can eat that. You'll just die.
They've got Super Oxy?
Super Oxy.
My sister-in-law told me that in Florida they have pill mills, I guess. Just doctors handing out prescriptions to Oxycontin. Like, you go in with $100, you leave with a prescription for Oxycontin.
Sounds about right. That's what they do in California with weed.
Well, that seems a little less offensive than an opiate.
Oxycontin's probably pretty fun. I don't know. That'd be my guess.
People, I've heard like people drive down from like Tennessee and West Virginia to like, I'm making a pill run. Like, I'm going to go see every fucking doctor in Florida, fill every fucking script in Florida, and drive back to West Virginia and make $1 billion on these toothless drug addicts. You guys have seen Wild and Wonderful?
Nope.
Ugh. You're missing out.
I've heard it's good. It seems like I would just have a fit pretty much instantly.
It's you'd think that you would hate them. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
It sucks. Like, yeah. It sucks to think, like, well, fuck, like, awesome. Thanks for breeding.
Yeah.
Like, but it's, I mean, it's really well made. They're super compelling. Who knows how true it is? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't trust anything on TV, but.
What is this? Wild Wonderful?
Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Oh, all right.
Like the biggest hillbillies in the world being hillbillies.
Yeah, like full on being hillbillies. Who's the singer? Hank Williams III.
Not Dolly Parton.
Plays on the thing, and like they've got this like one dude.
Are you ready for some football?
Is that what he? Tap dance? Yeah, his kid.
Oh, okay.
There's the dude who like tap dances like on a table.
Fork.